Well, welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are hearing from the three new supervisor-elects in Tuolumne County. Last segment, we heard from Kathleen Half, who will be representing District 4 come January. And now we're pleased to be joined on the telephone by the individual who will be stepping into the District 1 seat, supervisor-elect David Goldenberg. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
So first question, for anyone who doesn't know about your background, what did you do prior to running for supervisor?
So my background was as a firefighter with Cal Fire. I worked for Cal Fire for 35 years, starting out as a line firefighter and eventually retiring as a deputy chief in Sacramento headquarters.
With that background with Cal Fire, what is kind of your observations about the fire risk here locally in Tuolumne County?
You know, Tuolumne County is a very highly at-risk county as far as wildland fires is concerned. It's no secret to anybody, you know, that has been in the area for any length of time at all. We've got a lot of intermix, what they call the wildland-urban intermix, with wildland fires that, where the growth is right through the areas where people live. So it presents a lot of challenges in protecting the people in their homes.
It was a unique election season for the District 1 seat, and during the March primary, you had more votes than the incumbent, Sherry Brennan. Then Supervisor Brennan dropped out of the race. Then there was a write-in candidate, Cody Ritz. You know, what are your thoughts on how the campaign all went?
Well, it definitely was unique and interesting. I decided to run, you know, based on, you know, my background with Cal Fire, and, I had a lot of concerns about the situation with the county budget. So running against an incumbent is never an easy thing to do. This is my first time running, but, you know, I've seen it, you know, before in other elections. I did well in the primary, as you said, and I think a lot of that is people truly wanted to see change. They wanted to see, somebody, step in and do things a little differently from the norm of what they've been seeing. And when Sherry Brennan, elected to discontinue her campaign, that was fine. And then Cody Ritz stepped up as a write-in candidate, of course. And, that was unique in itself as well. But I think everything played out as I expected it to during the second part in that, people, chose somebody they wanted to see the change from the norm in the county.
So now looking forward, what do you see as the biggest issues facing Tuolumne County?
Number one, the immediately right in our faces is, of course, the budget. It's been an ongoing struggle, with the budget for the last number of years, 3 or 4 years in particular. We've had multi-million dollar shortages. They've made it up, by a lot of cutbacks. Probably some of that was okay. There was probably some room for some of those cuts. In other cases, it got to the point where there wasn't much room to cut anymore. So we had layoffs of personnel and cutting of important services like the library. People are very concerned with that. So, the budget is a number one priority. You can't do much unless you get your budget under control. And of course, with my background, the fire situation, I have a lot of different thoughts on, some things that we need to, directions that we need to go for fire protection.
So you'll be taking the oath of office come January. What are kind of the things that you're doing to prepare in the meantime?
I've been attending, board meetings, for almost a year and a half. I've been attending city council meetings. So I feel I have a pretty good understanding of the processes. Certainly, I have not worked as a county employee, so there's going to be a learning curve, an educational process for me. One of the things that's coming up actually this week, starting on Thursday, is the what's called the CSAC annual conference. It's California State Association of Counties. So I'll be participating in that, as well as in the beginning of December, the 1st, 2nd of December, is a new supervisor segment, also with CSAC. So, those areas, and just getting more educated on things, to make sure that I'm in tune with various requirements, you know, as a board member, things like the Brown Act especially is very important to be, you know, very familiar with.
You'll be coming in with two other new supervisors, two existing supervisors, Ryan Campbell and Anaya Kirk will be the remaining supervisors on the board. Are you optimistic there's going to be a good working environment with the supervisors next year?
Yeah, certainly so. I mean, there's, you know, I mean, other people that were just recently elected, you know, Kathleen and Jaron, you know, they, I think, were elected under similar sentiments, you know, of the public. And Ryan and Anaya have been in office for, you know, going on 2 years now. So they're going to have the experience that we're going to have to lean on and, you know, work with. I think everybody, you know, each one of us as individuals has our own skills, our own thoughts. I don't think anybody expects that we're going to lean one direction or another, you know, totally, where each one of us will make our own decisions. And I think that's fine. Everybody is understanding and expecting that we do so, as long as we're open and honest and willing to listen.
On the issue of economic development, what are your kind of opinions and thoughts on the county when it comes to the economy moving forward?
So we've got a hard situation to get over. You know, coming out of COVID, the county was already in a financial distressful situation to begin with, and then when COVID, you know, came to us, you know, specifically back in March when we had to enter into a shutdown period. It was very, very tough on our businesses, and it's still very, very tough. A number of businesses have closed their doors, never probably to reopen again. They tried very, you know, hard to keep going, but they had a lot of things against them. So we need to, you know, make sure that we do everything we can to make the climate, you know, friendly for the businesses, to help them wherever we can. But you know, we've got challenges still because COVID, by what we're seeing now, appears to, it's going to be around for a while yet.
Well, Supervisor Goldenberg, or Supervisor-elect Goldenberg, we appreciate your time this morning. Any closing comments you'd like to make?
You know, just that, you know, I'm very interested in helping people. We're going to have a very, open door situation, you know, with the new board coming in. I think things are going to be a little bit different than people have seen before. I'm going to do things like have monthly town hall meetings, and we're going to have reach outs to try to get the public more participation on the public's part in their government. And look forward to serving.
Well, thank you for your time this morning, and we'll be talking to you after the first of the year after being sworn in.
Very good, BJ, and thank you again for inviting me on your show.
And coming up next, we'll hear from the supervisor-elect for District 5, Jaron Brandon. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.